الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم The blessings of Imam Musa Kazim Rahmatullahi Alayh Dua of Attar O Lord of Mustafa Whoever reads or listens to the 23-page booklet, The Blessings of Imam Musa Kazim Rahmatullahi Alayh, grant them and their children true love for the family and companions of your final Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Also, forgive them without accountability. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Salat upon the Prophet before every action. Shaykh Yusuf bin Umar rahmatullahi alayhi explains, For anyone who writes a book, the scholars of Islam rahmatullahi alayhim unanimously agree upon the writing of Salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam after writing the name of Allah, i.e. Bismillah. The Imam of millions of Shafi'is, Sayyiduna Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi states, I like for a person to begin every action of his with praise of Allah and salat upon the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. A remarkable young man. Sayyiduna Shaqiq Balkhi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, When I set out for Hajj, our caravan stopped at Qadisiya. Many other people seeking to perform Hajj were present, and it was a beautiful spectacle. I was pleased whilst gazing upon them, thinking how fortunate these people are to endure the hardships of travel, etc., as they journey to perform Hajj for the sake of their Lord. O Allah, I said in dua, this is a delegation of your people. Do not return them unsuccessful. Then my sight fell upon a young man whose wheat-coloured complexion had such radiance. I could not avert my eyes from his face. He was dressed in a woollen garment, wearing an imamah and seated away from the people. A whisper entered my mind that this man wishes to portray himself as a Sufi, so that people honour him. I said in my heart, By Allah, I will definitely keep an eye on him. But as soon as I approached him, he said my name and recited verse number 12 of Surah Al-Hujurat.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ijtanibu kathiran minawwan. Inna ba'da wanni ithm.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. Avoid much suspicions. Indeed, some suspicions become sin. Saying this much, he left me there and departed. I said in my heart, What a strange affair this is. This young man was aware of the thought in my heart and mentioned my name. Yet, I have never met him before. He must be one of the accepted people of Allah. I had bad opinion of him without any cause. I will meet him again and apologize. I went in search of him, but could not come across him anywhere despite my efforts. Then our caravan stopped at Waqisa, whereupon I found that young man in Salah. His entire body was shaking and tears were falling from his eyes. Recognizing him, I went and sat near him so that I could apologize. Upon completion, he turned to me and said, O Shaqiq, recite the 82nd verse of Surah Taha.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa inni laghaffarun liman taba wa amana wa amila saliha. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى
Translation from Kanzul Iman And I am indeed most forgiving for him who repented and believed and did good deeds, then remained upon guidance. Saying this, the young man departed. I said, This young man must be from the Abdal.
Twice he knew the thoughts of my heart and called me by my name. I had become very impressed by him. When our caravan stopped at Rabal, I saw the same young man near a well. He had a bag made of leather and wished to extract water from therein. All of a sudden, the bag fell from his hands into the well. He then beseeched, O Allah, when thirst afflicts me, it is you who quenches my thirst. When I become hungry, you bestow me with food. You are my only hope. O Allah, I have no possession except that bag, so return it to me. Sayyiduna Shaqiq Balkhi Rahmatullahi Alayhi continues, By Allah, the supplication of that young man was not yet complete when the water of that well began to rise. He extended his hand, took the bag and filled it with water. Said, Water then decreased back to its previous level. He then performed wudu and began to pray. After finishing, he went towards a sand dune and I followed him discreetly. He picked up some sand and began placing it in his bag. He then shook the bag and began drinking the sand that had mixed with the water inside. I went close to him, gave him salam, and he replied. I then asked, O pious young man, grant me some of the provision Allah has bestowed you with. Allah showers His grace and blessings upon His servants in every moment, he said. No moment passes in which He does not shower bounties upon them. O Shaqiq, one should always have a good opinion of his Lord. After saying this, the young man extended the bag towards me. When I drank from it, I found it to be refreshing water mixed with ground pulses and sugar. I had never tasted such pleasant water until that day, and I drank to my fill. I was astonished that sand had just been placed into that bag before my very eyes, yet it had turned into sweet water through the miracle of this young man. I did not find need for food or water for many days after drinking it. Our caravan ultimately reached Makkah al-Mukarramah and I saw that young man praying in one corner in the middle of the night. He was praying with great humility and concentration with tears flowing from his eyes. He spent the entire night in this state. When time for Fajr arrived, he remained on his prayer mat glorifying Allah. After offering Fajr Salah, he performed Tawaf and went in a particular direction. I followed him again, and my eyes witnessed an astonishing scene at this time. Many people were standing before him with their hands folded, presenting Salam in large groups. I asked a person, Who is this exalted young man? He replied, This is Imam Musa Kazim, son of Imam Jafar Sadiq, son of Muhammad, son of Ali, son of Hussein, son of Ali alayhim ridwan. I said in my heart, Exhibiting so many miracles is befitting for a Sayyid. These are the lofty personalities that Allah blesses with many miracles. May Allah have mercy on him and may we be forgiven without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Introduction and birth. A fragrant flower from the garden of the Ahlul Bayt, Sayyiduna Imam Musa Kazim Rahmatullahi Alayhi was born at Fajr time on Monday, the 7th of Safar al-Muzaffar, 128 AH, at Abwa, the resting place of the beloved Prophet's noble mother, Sayyidatuna Amina radiyallahu anha, located between Makkah al-Mukarramah and Medina al-Munawwara. His blessed name was Musa, whilst his technonyms were Abu al-Hasan and Abu Ibrahim. His titles include Sabir, Salih and Amin. His most famous title was Qazim, one who restrains his anger due to his frequent pardoning. The reviver of Islam and Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi requests, Shani Hilman Kani Ilman Jani Salman Assalam, Musa Qazim Jahan Nazim Mira Imdad Kun, Hilm, Forbearance, Khan, Treasure. Explanation of this couplet. My master Imam Musa Qazim Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Salam be upon you, for you are the honor of forbearance, the repository of knowledge and the essence of peace. O Imam Musa Qazim Rahmatullahi Alayhi, you are the organizer of worldly affairs, so aid me. Arabic family tree. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi has prepared a long Arabic spiritual chain in the form of Salat upon the Prophet, in which he has mentioned Sayyiduna Imam Musa Qazim Rahmatullahi Alayhi in the following way. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik alayhi wa alayhim wa ala al-mawla al-sayyid al-imam Musa ibn Ja'farin al-Kazimi radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Translation. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and upon our master Imam Musa Qazim bin Ja'far rahmatullahi alayhima. His parental background. Imam Musa Qazim rahmatullahi alayhi is the son of the radiant light of the pure Ahlul Bayt, the esteemed Tabi'i and pious predecessor Sayyiduna Ja'far Sadiq rahmatullahi alayhi, and the seventh spiritual guide of the Qadiriyya, Razaviyya, Attariyya spiritual chain. His blessed mother's name was Hamida Barbariyya rahmatullahi alayha. Sayyiduna Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahmatullahi alayhi would say about him, "He is the best of my sons and a pearl from the pearls of Allah." His mention in Shajra-i Qadiriyya Razaviyya, the spiritual chain of the pious predecessors that the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, has given to his spiritual disciples and devotees to read daily, mentions a supplication through the wasila of Imam Musa Qazim, his father Sayyiduna Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, and his son Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayhim, with the following wording. Sidq sadiq ka tasadduq sadiqul islam kar be ghazab razi ho qazim aur raza ke wasite. Sidq, truthfulness. Sadiq, he who is truthful. Tasadduq, charity. Sadiq al islam, truthful Muslim. Explanation of the Shajara. O Allah, I ask you for the sake of the truthfulness of Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahmatullahi alayhi, that you grant me security in my faith. For the sake of Imam Musa Qazim and his son Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayhima, be pleased with me without ever enacting your wrath. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. An embodiment of his title. The illustrious Imam Musa Qazim rahmatullahi alayhi spent his nights in worship and days fasting. He worshipped in abundance, and it was for this reason he was referred to as Abdul Salih, a pious servant. His forbearance and clemency were such that he became known by the title Qazim, one who restrains his anger. His humility was such that when a person came to greet him, he would present salam first before the one who came to meet him. If he became aware of a person trying to cause him difficulty, he would still seek to fulfill that person's needs. O devotees of Imam Musa Kazim, thousands of salutations be upon the humility and simplicity of our Imam. If only for the sake of Imam Kazim Rahmatullahi Alayh, we also become people who restrain our anger. Repeatedly suppressing anger is a means of ending many disputes and a solution to many problems. Suppressing one's anger is far better than taking arguments in the home and workplace and then weeping over them. Subduing some rage from one's anger is better than burning in a state of rage for one's entire life. How much reward is there in suppressing your anger? Here are some hadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to encourage and inform the listener. Three hadith regarding subduing one's anger. Number one, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, I saw lofty palaces on the night of Miraj. O Jibrail, I asked, whom are these for? He replied, they are for those that suppress their anger and pardon people. Number two, there is no gulp more beloved to me than the gulp of anger that a servant swallows. And Allah fills the heart of a person who suppresses his anger with faith. Number three, there is no gulp that earns more reward in the court of Allah than the gulp of anger that is swallowed by a slave seeking to please him. Dear Islamic brothers, following the example of Sayyidina Imam Musa Kazim Rahmatullahi Alayh, we should also be first in giving salam to our Muslim brothers in our homes, workplaces and when travelling. Offering salam first is a sunnah of Imam Musa Kazim's beloved grandfather, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Ilyas Attar Qadiri Damat Barakatul Aliyah, writes on page 31 of his book 550 Sunnahs and Etiquettes. He who is first in giving salam is close to Allah. He who gives salam first is also free from arrogance. Just as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam explained that he who gives salam first is free from arrogance. It is mentioned in Kimya-e Sa'adat, 90 mercies descend on the one who gives salam first and 10 upon the one who replies. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. The bestowal of generosity, the benevolence of my spiritual guide, Imam Musa Kazim Rahmatullahi Alayhi, was such that he would seek out the poor in Medina al-Munawwara and deliver money to them at night. He would give to them according to their needs and in a manner that they remained unaware of who had just given them money. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. This is the greatness of Allah's pious servants, performing righteous deeds and concealing them in the way of the sincere. As the righteous servants of Allah do not have desire for or nor expect gratitude or recompense from creation. Therefore, they help the poor in a way that the recipient does not know who their benefactor is. May Allah also grant us the treasure of sincerity for the sake of His sincere servants. Alas, our love of fame and praise has left us nowhere. However much money we give to the masjid, we desire specifically for our name to be mentioned when dua is made. If we help in the construction of a masjid or madrasa, or brought goods for it, We desire for the worshippers therein to know of what we have done. Of course, we cannot categorically declare someone to be a show-off or seeker of fame due to these actions. Whoever does these actions, however, should contemplate over their intentions. Think to yourself, if you bring something to help or support the masjid, why do you desire for dua to be made publicly, including your name? If you have an AC unit installed in the masjid during hot weather, why does your heart long for this to be announced? When having your name inscribed upon things given to the masjid, which explains said item was given to the masjid as a way of donating reward to a particular person, think deeply about this beforehand. Allah forbid, if there is corruption in your intention, repent immediately and try your best to bring sincerity in your actions. It is mentioned in a hadith, indeed, there is a valley in hell that hell itself seeks refuge against 400 times a day. Allah has prepared this valley for the ostentatious of the ummah that give charity for other than his sake. For further information, listen to Ihya Ulumuddin of Imam Al-Ghazali Rahmatullahi Alayh, specifically the chapter of sincerity in volume 5, page 255. This has been published by Maktabatul Madina. Helping a poor man. Isa bin Muhammad Mughith Qureshi Rahmatullahi Alayh narrated the following incident when he was 90 years old. I planted watermelons, cucumbers and gourds at Jawaniya near a well-named Umme Izam. When the time of harvest drew near, locusts attacked the crop and destroyed all of it. I was in debt of 120 dinars due to the crops and two camels. Anxiety had overcome me when Sayyiduna Imam Musa Qazim Rahmatullahi Alayhi then arrived. He gave me salam and asked, "How are you?" "I am but a fruit that has broken apart," I replied. "Locust attacked my crops and devoured them." He asked, "How much debt are you in?" I replied, 120 dinars, including the value of the two camels. He said to his companion, "O Arafa, give Abu Mughith 150 dinars. He then addressed me, "Your profit is 30 dinars and two camels." I exclaimed, "O Blessed One, come inside and supplicate for this to increase in my favor." The great Imam came inside, supplicated and narrated to me that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Hold on to what remains from calamities." I then worked the camels on this same plantation and watered it. Allah granted so much blessing in this cultivation that the harvest increased manyfold, and I earned 10,000 dinars by selling a part of it. Dear Islamic brothers, life is unavoidably full of issues. An intelligent person tries to face difficult circumstances head on, and lamenting over them will not amount to anything. Lower your head in the court of Allah, as making dua to Him with a worried heart can solve these issues, rather than spending hours debating national and societal problems. Step forward, take the hand of a poor Muslim and financially help him according to your ability. Solve the problems of others and your own problems will be solved. May Allah grant us the ability to follow the blessed example of Imam Musa Qazim Rahmatullahi Alayh. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Door to the fulfillment of needs. Sayyiduna Imam Musa Qazim Rahmatullahi Alayh was mustajab al-da'wat, someone whose du'as were accepted in the court of Allah. In fact, those who supplicated through his wasila or asked him to supplicate on their behalf would attain their wishes, and their empty hands would be filled with their heart's desires. For this reason, the inhabitants of Iraq would call him Babul Hawaij, the door at which needs are fulfilled. Tried and tested place for the acceptance of dua. The Imam of millions of Shafi'is, Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, states, visiting and making dua at the resting place of Imam Musa Qazim rahmatullahi alayhi is tried and tested for its acceptance. The great Hanbali jurist Imam Khalal rahmatullahi alayhi states, whenever an important matter presents itself, I go to the resting place of Imam Musa Qazim bin Jafar Sadiq rahmatullahi alayhima and present his wasila. Allah eases my difficulty and fulfills my need. The father of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, has a chapter on Amkina Ijabat, places in which dua is accepted. In his book Ahsan al-Wi'a li Adab al-Dua, known in Urdu as Fazail dua, in this book, the 36th place he mentions is the blessed resting place of Sayyiduna Imam Musa Qazim rahmatullahi alayh. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The virtues of the companions and the Ahlul Bayt. O devotees of the companions and Ahlul Bayt, it is necessary to love both the companions and the Ahlul Bayt to gain success in both worlds. Mu'adhallah, if an ill thought about any one of them enters a person's heart, their faith can be ruined. It is devotion to both groups that will take a person to paradise. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Ashabi kan nujum, fabi'ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My companions are like the stars. Whichever of them you follow, you will be guided. Another hadith beautifully explains, Mathalu ahli bayti fikum, mathalu safinati nuhin min qawmihi. Man rakibaha najah wa man takhallafa anha gharaq. The example of my Ahlul Bayt amongst you is like the Ark of Nuh. Whoever boarded it attained salvation, and whoever stayed behind was destroyed. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The Imam's brother, one of the brothers of Imam Musa Qazim rahmatullahi alayh, was Muhammad bin Jafar rahmatullahi alayh. He too had a lofty rank. He was brave, intelligent and benevolent to the Ummah. He would adhere to the fasting routine of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, i.e. fast on alternate days. He passed away in Shaban al-Mu'azzam in Jurjan. Worship and spiritual practices. It is narrated that Imam Musa Qazim rahmatullahi alayh would always offer nafil prayers at night until the time of Fajr. He would often make this supplication, Allahumma inni as'aluka raha inda al-maut wal-afu inda al-hisab. O Allah, I ask you for ease at the time of death and pardon at the time of accounting. Once he entered al-Masjid al-Nabawi and prostrated as night began. He was heard saying in his prostration, Azuma dhanbu indi fal yahsunil afu min indik. My sins have become very many. O Allah, may there be as much forgiveness from you. He went on to repeat this until dawn. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Worship even during imprisonment. When Imam Musa Qazim rahmatullahi alayhi was imprisoned, Mu'adhallah, a female worker who witnessed his blessed actions on a daily basis narrates, after offering Isha Salah, he would remain engrossed in the praise of Allah and would then supplicate. After a large portion of the night had elapsed, he would stand again and pray until dawn. After Fajr Salah, he would make dhikr of Allah until sunrise. He would then remain in a state of muraqabah, i.e. spiritual introspection, until Dawa al-Kubra. After using miswak, etc., he would eat and rest. The Imam would then perform wudu and offer nafal salah until asr. After this, he would perform dhikr of Allah facing the Qibla until Maghrib. Even between Maghrib and Isha, he would remain offering nafal salah. The female worker even commented, "How wretched are the people that trouble such a pious person." A fine example of reliance upon Allah. Dear Islamic brothers, apart from his other special attributes, Imam Musa Kazim rahmatullahi alayhi reached a high station in reliance upon Allah. Even though speaking to someone about being released from unjust imprisonment is not against tawakkul, a reliance upon Allah, he did not like to mention anything to anyone apart from Allah. This was a part of his blessed daily practices. During his time in wrongful imprisonment, he wrote a letter to the Caliph of the time, which bears witness to his courage. "O Caliph, a day of my trial does not pass except that a day of your luxurious comfort also passes with it. This will continue until we both arrive at a day, i.e. the day of judgment, in which wrongdoers will be at loss." Vision of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One night during his imprisonment, Imam Musa Kazim rahmatullahi alayhi saw the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in a dream. "O Musa," the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "you have been wrongly imprisoned. I will teach you a few words. If you recite them, you will be released this very night. Ya sami'a kulli sawtin, wa ya sabiqa al-fawt, wa ya kasiya al-izami lahman, wa munshiraha ba'da al-mawt. As'aluka bi asma'ika al-husna, wa bi ismika al-a'zam al-akbar al-makhzun. Akbar al-makhzun مكنون الذي لم يطلع عليه أحد من المخلوقين يا حليما ذا أنات لا يقوى على أناتي يا ذا المعروف الذي لا ينقطع أبدا ولا يحصى عددا فرج عني." Translation: O he who hears every sound, O he who is pure from all defects, O he who covers bones with flesh and gathers them together after death, I ask you by all your beautiful names and your greatest name, which is a hidden treasure that none from creation has knowledge of without you granting them this. O most forbearing, you are the possessor of such forbearance none other is capable of. O possessor of goodness that does not cease, nor can it be enumerated. Relieve me from my difficulties." His father's golden words of advice. Sayyiduna Haytham rahmatullahi alayhi explains how a student of Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmatullahi alayhi informed him of this incident. "I once visited the Imam and his son, Imam Musa Kazim rahmatullahi alayhi, was present receiving the following advice from his father. O my son, accept my advice and remember my words. If you remember them, your life will pass well and your death will be enviable. O my son, the wealthy person is he who is pleased with what Allah has portioned for him. He who keeps an eye on the wealth of others dies in a state of poverty. Whoever is not pleased with what Allah has distributed to him, it is as though he criticized the decisions of Allah. Whoever considers his mistake small deems the mistake of another as great. And he who considers the mistake of another as small deems his own mistake as great. O my son, he who lifts the veil covering the mistakes of others, his own mistakes are unveiled. He who digs a pit for another person falls into it himself. He who sits in the company of fools is disgraced, and he who adopts the company of scholars gains honor. He who attends places of wrongdoing is accused of doing wrong. O my son, be wary of finding fault with people, as people will find fault with you. Avoid useless speech, otherwise you will be humiliated due to it. O my son, always speak the truth, whether it is in your favor or against you, as you will have to face blame from none other than your friends otherwise. O my son, continue to recite the Quran, spread the greeting of salam, ordain good and forbid evil, keep ties with whoever cuts ties of kinship, be first in speaking to he who refrains from speaking to you. Whoever asks you for something, give it to him. Avoid tale-telling, as it breeds hatred in hearts. Do not pursue the defects of people, as this is equal to making yourself the target of criticism and suspicion. O my son, if you seek good, then you must know of its depositories. Good indeed has places it gathers in, all of which have a root of some kind. These roots have branches, and alongside these branches are fruit. Said fruit ripens according to its own principles, and a root only becomes strong when its earth is good. O my son, if you wish to meet people, meet the pious and do not meet transgressors. The sinful are like a rock from which no water flows, a tree which is not green and flourishing, and barren soil where grass does not grow. Sayyiduna Imam Ali bin Musa Kazim Rahmatullahi Alayhi adds, Imam Jafar Sadiq Rahmatullahi Alayhi gave this advice and passed away. My respected father, Imam Musa Kazim Rahmatullahi Alayhi, continued to act upon this advice until his last moments. Martyrdom. Dear Islamic brothers, according to one narration, he passed away at 55 years of age. The illustrious Imam was martyred on the 25th of Rajab al-Murajab, 183 AH. His shrine is in Qazimin, Baghdad. Allama Khatib Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi states, his blessed shrine is extremely well known and visited by many people. There are lanterns of gold and silver there, and many types of rugs and decorative items. Saying of Imam Musa Kazim, Sayyidina Musa Kazim's successor, Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayhi, mentions this blessed statement of his noble father. When the world turns towards a person, it presents him with its temporary qualities. And when it turns its back on a person, it takes them away. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.